Hi, Jane. Can I please have my khaki pants back? And the blue ones? And my red blouse? And the Nike boots?
Okay, what's going on?
I just want my life back.
I don't understand what you mean, girl. Come on, you know me. Just talk to me.
I'm just so unhappy because my life's not as great as yours. You're always so happy, you have the perfect body, and damn, your sexy clothes fit you.
Is that why you're upset? Come on, get up.
Why?
Because you deserve to be happy. I said let's go.
Where?
Conlon Recreational Center. That's my secret.
You are tuned into Spot On.
As I take this journey, I recognize my potential for success is just as great as my potential for failure. Fully aware of my current strengths and future weaknesses, experienced by those who came before me. The greats of my past have walked this way, left blueprints, and they've lost themselves, relapsed, and recovered. I realize I'm not the only young explorer, however, I am in no race, the journey is all of ours, but I cannot lie. I desire the victory of achievement to be mine. Humbled, however fearless, I am exposed to the criticism of onlookers, but my faith and direction come from above. I am airborne. With darkness all around me, elevating through the atmosphere. Notions of doubts around me, but not impact, no fear. Y'all want the celebration, I want the constellations. Aligning all in my favor, shining through all the nation. So when you kids wake up, I'm the brightest thing that you see. Cause I got my mind made up, and it ain't no sweet 16. Unless I write some down, trends at the transmission. And as they float around, y'all get the first edition. Some said I'm spaced out, oh well I guess they right. Cause I got a whole nother outlook. Look, I told y'all on my first fly, I'm just a youngin' that's on a mission for the world to listen. A premonition of what our forefathers had envisioned. I'm a rapper's delight, these are the breaks. So here's the message, I'm on my way. I'm a rare form, in rare form. Young Giggy, I'm airborne.
Welcome everybody, this is Spot On. You tuned in to Spot On. This is Friday, the weather is good outside, though it's raining. But, you know, it's a good day, we don't complain, we just go with the flow. So in the studio today, we have Leanne and we have Stacy. And, you know, basically, she's just here to talk about life. Here to talk about interesting, interesting stuff in life. And we have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. There is you know, we talk about a lot of things, and sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree, because we all have different opinions. But, you know, if you're tuned in today, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Spot On once again. And, you know, while the guests are still, you know, I see them, they're kind of nervous. So while this team warming up, we're just going to give them a few seconds, or, you know, just like a minute to kind of settle in. And when we get back, you know, they're going to tell us how, you know, how their day has been, or what kind of plans they have for the weekend, and what they're going to do for Thanksgiving, and generally what they think about, you know, about the issues that we have going on this, in today's world. So tune in, okay? Do not go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to start the show, and we're going to have a lot of fun. All right? All right.
You are tuned into Spot On.
From the heavens, it was easy to tell. It was love from above that could save me from hell. She had fire in her soul. It was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance. Every soul in the room keeping time with their hands. And we sang, away, away, away. And the voices rang like the angels sing.
Welcome back to Spot On.
Yeah, welcome back, folks.
Welcome back to Spot On.
So, hey, I know it's cold outside, but, you know, I generally don't like complaining. And so my guest kind of came in late. And, you know, let me just... I don't like complaining, but my guest came in late. So, you know, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the fact that I tried calling one of them and one of them was not picking up the phone. So this is a habit that most people have, because you call people, you leave them a voicemail, you text them, they don't get back to you. Speaking of that, Robert De Niro kind of had differences with Jay-Z, because he called Jay-Z more than 16 times and Jay-Z was not picking up the phone. So when Robert De Niro faced him, because they met up at DiCaprio's birthday, and Jay-Z was there, and Robert De Niro was there, and Robert De Niro kind of, you know, stepped up to Jay-Z, and he was like, dude, you're so rude, and I don't think I want to, you know, I don't condone that kind of behavior, because when somebody calls you, you're supposed to answer the phone, or if you're not there, they leave you a voicemail, you're supposed to get back to them, to show that you indeed got the voicemail or the message, and then just, you know, just to be courteous enough, you know. But a lot of people don't do that. So, Leanne, our studio guest today, why did you pick up the phone like when I called you? Like, do you think it's nice when people call you and you don't pick up the phone? I understand it's cold outside, but, you know.
Of course, it isn't nice, but it's not like you do it purposely.
So why did you pick up?
My phone was on vibrate in my pocket, and as I was walking over here, I didn't feel it vibrate until a couple minutes later.
So that's your excuse, huh?
It's not really an excuse. It's just what had happened.
Okay. All right. All right. I see that. Welcome to the studio. Stacy, say hi. Say hi to the folks. Introduce yourself.
What's up? Thanks for having me on the show, Yemma.
You feeling happy?
Feeling happy? I'm always happy, Yemma.
Yeah, you're always happy, but are you happy today? Do you feel like it's a nice day? I know it's raining and it's cold and everybody's complaining about the weather outside. Do you have anything to complain about today?
No, not at all. It's still a beautiful day, irregardless.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Well, I know everybody wanna know who you are. Like, you know, they know you're Stacy, but you know, can you share with everybody like who is Stacy? So that, you know, the folks out there can know who Stacy is.
I don't know about that, Yemma. That's a little personal.
Like, you know, just like, what do you do? What does Stacy do? Do you have any hobbies? Like, you know, what kind of girl you are? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. Like, don't get too
personal.
Whoa.
I don't want you to, there's some freaks out there, so I don't want you to get too personal, okay? So, you know, just you know, the general stuff.
Well, I'm a sophomore here. Majoring
at
Dominican University of California, home of the Penguins, located in San Rafael.
Yeah.
I'm studying biology. And I enjoy hanging out with my friends, like Leanne. Sometimes you, Yemma, you know, just sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And
I get the love.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that wasn't too hard. What about you, Leanne?
Well, I'm also a sophomore here at Dominican University. And just hobbies, chilling with my friends, listening to music. Just being very social and being out there, hanging out.
Yeah.
Good. Well, now that everybody knows who you guys are, do you have any plans for the weekend? Plans for Thanksgiving? Are y'all guys going home? Wait a minute. Anybody from San Rafael here?
No.
So you're all immigrants?
If you want to put it like that.
All right.
Okay. So where are you from, Stacy?
I live in Hercules.
And you?
I'm from San Jose.
San Jose? All right. So anybody going home for the weekend?
Of course. Thanksgiving is family time. So yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Your plans for Thanksgiving?
Eat.
just eat, sleep, repeat.
Eat, sleep, repeat.
Yep.
Nobody's feeling philanthropic. Nobody's thinking about going to help the needy. Nobody. Come on, man. Like, am I the only one who's going to be serving the needy out there? Like, you know, just giving back to the community? Yeah, I'm just going to be filling your stomachs, huh?
I may not be physically out there serving other people, but I could have made a donation here and there anonymously. I could have given canned food to the poor.
I mean, you wouldn't really know.
Have
you done that?
You know, I don't feel the need to boast about it, Yemma, so okay. I'm not going to divulge that information.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so y'all going home for Thanksgiving? That's good.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I don't want to get too, you know, I don't want to get too, what's the right word? I don't want to get too, where should we start off? Let's start there. What do you guys want to talk about today? Because I want to talk about the fact that there is a study that just came out the other day. And they found out that women these days are different, and like men and women are kind of different. Like roles, people are changing their roles. Like back in the day, it used to be men going out with women, and this man would initiate, like, you know, sex. Like they wanted to have sex on the first date. But there is this study, this recent study that found out that these days, men do not want to have sex with women on the first date, but a lot of women want to have sex on the first date, and they're the first people to initiate that. What is your take on this study that just, you know, came out yesterday? Matter of fact, it's on the news. Like, it just came out today because it was published today. What do y'all think about that? Anybody ever done that? Start with Julianne?
Ooh, personally, no. And I don't know. I'm not sure that study's very accurate. I mean, it also depends on the person. Coming out that forward, I don't think is really going to get you a second date if that's what you're trying to do. So, I don't know.
So, you've never done it?
No.
Okay, what about you, Stacy?
Like Leanne, no, I haven't done it.
You haven't done it. And no. And what do you think about this study? Like, do you think this study is, you know, kind of, does it hit the nail on the head? Do you feel like the study is kind of biased towards women? Or do you think that, what's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's just biased. I just don't know what it proves or how accurate it is, kind of like with what Leanne was saying earlier.
Okay.
And even if that is the case, why does it matter?
So you don't think that...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's obviously been okay for men to do it, so why not for women?
Oh, so it's okay because men have always been doing it, so right now women are just taking the lead.
Well, no, it's just now all of a sudden, it's shocking that women are initiating it.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't see it very newsworthy.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Well, you know, I just thought it was kind of interesting, and I was just wondering if you guys have done it. Because personally, I know I don't think I've done such a thing in my life. I mean, I'm a good guy, right? So, you know. But anyways, moving forward. So there's a different study also that found out that these days, women don't check out men. Like, women check out women. Right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why they check out women is because women are jealous of other women. They want to know what kind of clothes they put on. They want to know how much the clothes they put on are. They want to know how much makeup they got on and, you know, where they got the makeup from. Do you guys, is it safe to say, oh, women do that, that they're jealous of other women?
I don't know if I would necessarily call it jealousy, but I definitely do agree that at least most women do check out other women, like from a competition standpoint.
But I also feel that men do it too.
Yeah, I think men also do it for
men,
sure.
Also, men check out women.
No, men check out other men.
They do?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't check out other men.
Don't lie.
I don't.
Don't lie.
Why would I lie? Like, come on, man. Why would I lie? I don't do it. Hmm. So you admit that you check out other women?
Oh, damn, she's hot, I would hit that. But, like, you know,
you're trying to find a trend, like, when you check out other women. Like, what's hot and what's not hot, huh?
In a trend, fashion? Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
Okay. What about you?
Definitely not for a fashion standpoint. Yeah. Like, yeah. I have my own individual style, and I don't need to look at other girls to get that style.
Do you think your style is way up there? Like, how would you rate your style? Like, do you think?
I mean, it's good for me. Like, I'm not trying to rate it like an open standpoint. Like, for me, I think it's good, and that's why I wear what I wear. But if other people don't think so, I really don't care.
Okay, all right, that's good. I mean, it's good to hear your opinion. And I'm just saying what I think, you know. So I'm sure everybody got their own opinion. If you got your opinion out there, you can hit me up on my Facebook fan page. Let me know what you think. Right now, if you're tuned in, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Our guests in the studio today, Stacy and Leanne, both students at Dominican University of California. And if you got a question for them, also you can post it on Facebook, on our Facebook fan page, and let us know what you think. All right, so when we come back, you know, we're moving forward with the show. The show, like I say, it's hot, and we have interesting stuff to talk about.
You are tuned into Spot On.
Yourself another day. A cold wind's whispering secrets in your ear, so low only you can hear.
Run, run, running high. Someone no one else can find. Tree. Don't you fret my dear.
Don't you fret my
dear.
Welcome back. If you're tuning in right now, this is radio.dominican.edu only on Penguin Radio, and you're listening to Spot On. Yeah, I'll be right here. And our guests in the studio, Leanne and Stacy. So we're just talking about current happenings in the world and, you know, giving out our opinion, what they think and what I think and what you guests, you know, what you audiences out there, what you think. So you can hit us up on our Facebook fan page and let us know your thoughts. So Twilight screening was just recently, right? Was it yesterday? How long was it ago? Twilight screening?
I believe it was yesterday night.
It was yesterday night. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people was excited to go watch these the screenings, and I mean, I don't know about Twilight, so I don't think I'm a fan, but, you know, I mean, I've watched one of them. But so I can't really say that I'm a big fan. But, you know, I wouldn't mind going to the studio. But I know there's, you know, crazy things happen in the studio. So, like, this occasion, like, this guy was sitting on top of the balcony. And then, I don't know, I think he had some weird food. And then, you know, he just vomited on everybody that was sitting downstairs. Like, if you went to the theater to watch out the screening of this, you know, one of your favorite movies, and somebody did that to you, what would you do? Like, would you try to picture it like somebody vomiting on your face?
Oh.
Would you still sit there and watch the movie?
No.
Yeah, I would definitely leave the theater.
You would go home?
I mean, yeah, like, depending on how interested I am about the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And, you know, in the same screen, but in a different state, there's this guy in Missouri who apparently bought some guns and he was going to shoot everybody that was watching Twilight in the studio. So he's saying that what motivated him to buy the guns and actually plan to shoot everybody in the studio was the Dark Knight Rises that happened in Colorado just, you know, this year, some time back. So I don't understand what's going on with people. Like, why are people so sadistic? Like, you know, guys, in your own opinion, why do you think people do crazy things like this?
I mean, I have no idea, like, how someone can get to that point. I mean, the best answer I could give is that someone has some deep-rooted psychological issues.
Exactly.
So but people are sick. In a way.
In a way, yes.
In a way, people are sick, huh?
If you just have the motivation to just go out and kill random innocent people that you don't know, I would say you're just a little mentally ill.
Yeah, just a little.
And so, you know, because these kind of happenings, they happen all around the world, and, you know, particularly in major states in the U.S. Do you think, like, do you guys frequent this the theater, first of all? Do y'all go watch the premieres of these, you know, of films that come up, new films?
I usually don't go to, like, midnight showings unless it's, like, a really big movie that I'm really, really, really excited about. But if anything, I'll try to catch it, like, that Friday night.
Yeah, same here. I haven't really been to a midnight premiere, but...
Yeah. And you know, the way a lot of people are crazy out there, do you feel kind of scared, like when you go into the theater, because there's a lot of people and you don't know the kind of issues that people are experiencing? Would you still, like, you know, this is just one guy who's been fall planning to do it. I'm sure there is like a million out there who are crazy enough to do such a thing. Like, considering it has happened and several people have lost their lives, like going to the screenings, do y'all think still it's kind of like a nice thing to do, you know, like going by yourself? And, you know, what kind of advice would you kind of give people who always frequent the theaters?
I would definitely just have to say, watch your surroundings. Like, I wouldn't say don't go just because things like this are happening around. Like, you never know what's going to happen. You can't predict the future, but have fun and just know your surroundings and be careful.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't use that as a reason not to go. And I personally definitely wouldn't expect that to happen every time I want to go watch a movie that's like recently out. But I mean, obviously, like, we do know that stuff like that can happen.
And so, I mean, speaking of that, do you think that it kind of kills the happiness of you going to the theater? Because you'll be going, but at the same time, you'll be thinking, like, what if there's, you know, some crazy people in there? What if, you know, there's some gun popping, weird looking, mean looking people in the studio and they might start acting up? Like, do you think it kind of kills the fun and the thrill of being, you know, of being in the theater? Or, you know,
I think it does when it actually happens, you know, when something unfortunate like that really does happen, I would agree. But, you know, I mean, overall, it doesn't ruin my viewing experience in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. And speaking, you know, just still on some crazy people out there, there's this guy who broke up with a girlfriend. The guy is like, what, 50 years old? And he broke up with a girlfriend who is like 37. And apparently he's not, you know, he was very heartbroken with the friend. Like, sometimes I don't understand why women dump women for no apparent reason, because this guy is 50 years old. I mean, what could he possibly have done that was so wrong for, you know, for the girlfriend to dump him? But anyways, he didn't get over that part. So what happened was he plotted on how he was going to murder the girlfriend, okay? So because he moved out of the apartment and the girlfriend was living there by herself, he kind of set the apartment on fire. Unfortunately, the girlfriend wasn't around and there was some kid in the building and the kid died, but the guy was arrested. So right now he's facing criminal charges. Okay. So my question for you two is, what are some of the reasons why women dump women for no good reason?
Okay, well, I would like to bring it back to what you just said a little while ago about how the man was 50 years old and couldn't have possibly done anything wrong to deserve a breakup. That statement is completely false, because just because he's a man and just because of his age, like, that doesn't mean that he couldn't have made a mistake in the relationship.
Exactly. Like, he knew the age difference when he went into the relationship. And 37 is a very mature age, especially for a woman-to-man ratio. So that's
clearly. Not to mention, he must have done something wrong since he lit the whole place up on fire and he's a pyro. Like, he clearly probably did make a mistake in the relationship.
I mean, we all humans, right? And we all make mistakes, right?
Right.
So, I mean, if you love somebody, why is it so easy for women to let go of the relationship that men have fought so hard to build?
Why do men do the same thing? And in most cases, why do men do that and then leave for another woman?
Exactly. Men are the quickest to get back into another relationship quickest. After breaking up.
So you think that the woman was justified to kind of kick the man out of the house and dump him? Like,
I don't know the reason, but I'm sure she had one.
Well, the guy's saying that he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, of course he's going to say that. Guys never think they're wrong, ever.
But, you know, I'm sure there's some, you know, little mistakes here and there that we should kind of overlook and not, you know, put our relationship on hold just because something little happened, or, you know, or maybe the guy apologized, right? Like, forgiveness is key to every relationship. Like, if you do something wrong, you're supposed to apologize and people are supposed to move forward, right? And, like, you know, that is my opinion. Like, okay, so my question for you, Stacy, do you have a boyfriend, by the way?
Yes, I do.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
You have a list of things that you approve of and some that you don't approve of, right?
Of course.
Okay. So in a simple way, can you name one thing that a guy can do wrong? Like, you know, one mistake that a guy can do for you to actually let go of the relationship that you have with him?
Cheat on me.
Cheat on you?
Yes.
With another woman?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, man?
Yeah, I would say the same. Cheating is definitely on the top for things to break up for.
And I'm not trying to justify cheating, but have you guys ever thought what is the number one reason why people cheat? Have you ever thought about that? Like instead of tackling the cheating itself, tackling the problem that led to the cheating. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been in that boat and I've never experienced that, thankfully. But I mean, I feel like there can either be an emotional distance between the couple, which is why some men can cheat, or women, or, you know, they're just plain straight up not sexually satisfied. That could be a reason, too.
Okay, so you're trying to say that if you're not satisfying your man, then he has a legitimate reason to cheat. And you should forgive him for that. Are you trying to say that?
No.
You're not trying
not
to say
all.
That?
Not at all. And it could easily be the other way around. Let's just take note that the man could not be fully satisfying the woman. Just putting that out there.
Okay, so in that case, what should happen next? Like, well, like, how should that problem be taken care of so that he won't lead to, you know, a deeper problem? Like, you know.
Like cheating?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the person, but I guess you just have to work it out for yourself. And if it's really something that you can't get over and you feel yourself drifting away from the person and wanting other people, I say just end it before you actually cheat on the person. There's no point in cheating on them. You know, you should just end the relationship. And if you really want something else, you want something else.
Spoken like a lady. You're awfully quiet. Yeah. Like, what's your take on that?
Exactly. Like, you cheat because you're obviously unhappy about the relationship. So if you're not happy, just end it before you get yourself to that point.
Do you, like, what I'm getting from you guys is that you're saying people cheat because they're kind of unhappy or maybe they're not satisfied. Do you think there's some guys out there who cheat for the thrill of it? Just to, you know, get some excitement? Because, like, being in a relationship for, like, you know, a couple of years, sometimes it might get a little boring. Like, I've heard some people saying that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, for instance, if you're eating beans all year round, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to change, you want to get a steak. So do you all think that, you know, some people cheat for the thrill of it?
I mean, it could be possible, yeah. Some guys might just do it to do it and see if they can get away with it. Or girls, sorry, I shouldn't be biased about that. But... you know, I mean, that could be possible too, but, like, you know, going back to the question you asked about what the root of the problem might be, like, I feel like that has to do with an emotional or, you know, sexual disconnection.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible, but that could be a reason. But in that case, I don't think it's a real true relationship if he feels right. The need to do that.
Cool. Interesting opinion from, you know, our guest today in the studio, Stacy Leanne, students from Dominican University of California. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The show, Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. Do not go anywhere. Like you heard, so much fun up in here.
Welcome back to Spot On.
Me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out. I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
New York. Hey.
I made you.
with OG at a Yankee game. That made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling. Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The show is spot on. Yeah, my baby right here. And our guests in the studio, Stacy, Leanne, they're just sharing their opinion about different happenings in our today's world and how we can make the society better. So, interestingly enough, there is this new kind of pants or panties. Or underwear, if you come from my side of the world, they call them underwear. So this underwear, they're called, the article that, you know, wrote about them, calls the new underwear Gone with the Wind. And basically, this kind of underwear, they promise the people who are going to buy them that if you fat, then nobody's going to smell the smell of the fat. So they eat the odor of the fat. So this is very interesting because they're saying a lot of businessmen are actually going to buy them, and a lot of women are also going to buy them because, you know, people tend to mix food, and what comes out of that, the odor that comes out of that when they fat, it is so bad, like it can make a nuclear weapon. So my question for my guests in the studio tonight, what do you think about this fresh line of underwear that are out there? Do you think you're going to go for one?
No, I don't think I would go for one. I mean,
why not?
Like, I think it's kind of false advertisement. I mean, I guess when you exercise, down there becomes smelly, but it's not as much as like your armpits or like other areas of your body. And only like selling it to people who are fat or like portraying it more to people who are overweight. I mean, worse.
They're selling it for everybody, and they're saying, I mean, it's made special. It got some perfume in there. You don't have to spray them, but they come with the perfume. I don't know how it is, but from the look of it, from the picture that I'm seeing right now, it looks kind of fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I go out and I feel like fighting, but there's a lot of people there. And you know what they say? If you keep it in, you might actually get sick. So, I mean, don't you think, like, it's a nice gesture from the Japanese to kind of help people not get sick? What do you think about that, Stacey?
I really just don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, just be honest, okay? You don't have to be modest about it.
Oh, no, I
know a lot of people are going to go for it. And I'm sure, dude, if I give you, you know, if I give it to you as a present, I don't think you would say no.
Yeah, but don't you dare give that to me as a present. I will give it right back to you.
So you're saying it's a bad invention. Are you saying it's a bad invention? Like, what are you saying? I don't understand what you guys are saying.
It's not completely horrible, but I just don't really see the purpose of it.
Right.
You don't see the purpose of it?
No.
So people would rather not buy it.
I feel like it won't really work. Like, I feel like it's just one of those things that they just sell and that they'll just never work. Like, you can just spray perfume in your underwear and it would probably do the same thing that what they're selling.
Okay. All right. I get it. All right. Y'all don't, you know, y'all just acting. Okay. Well,
okay.
if you really mean what you're saying, I respect that. Moving forward, another study. You know, I like studies because studies that actually it portrays who we are. All right. So there's a new study that, you know, and this study is from New Zealand. And they conducted this study and they found out that a lot of couples are saying that the number one thing that they enjoy more in living together is sex rather than the housework. So I'm sure a while back you mentioned that you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the things that you guys like doing? Like, and what do you think about this study? Do you think this study is accurate? Or do you think it's false?
Well, I mean, if you have the choice between doing the dishes and having sex, I don't know why you would pick doing the dishes.
Okay, so you're saying the study is fairly accurate, like, in a way?
I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm not declaring whether it's accurate or not, but...
Okay. What about you, Miss Dan?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I mean, I don't know if you would make that decision all the time if, like, your house is really, really nasty and you haven't been doing any chores. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you would always just pick sex over doing chores. But, I mean, if it's not that once in a while thing, like, I can see it happening maybe.
Okay. Forgive me, but I forgot to ask you. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I do not have a boyfriend.
I mean, you know, just be honest, all right? Because I know there's some potential men out there who are tuned in. And they be like, who is that? You know, like, I like the sound of that voice. So, you know what I'm saying? Just be honest, okay? You know, your boyfriend might be tuned in, okay? So.
No, I do not have a boyfriend.
Are you looking? That's a question.
Am okay. I looking?
All right.
Not preferably.
Okay, good. And so it's interesting, right? Like, I mean, we having a nice time, but at the same time, we are trying to establish the kind of problems that we have in our society today, okay? So there is this school in Florida, right? And the principal of that school banned the ladies from putting on clothes that exposes their behind and their legs and basically just their physique. So the principal don't want the girls to put on clothes that exposes their physique. Do y'all think dressing code should be, like, policies about how people should dress should be enforced in schools, like in our school, for instance?
Well, I mean, I understand, like, a dress code. Like, you obviously have a dress code, like, in the workplace, like, in private schools. And, like, you know, it makes sense to have a general dress code. But I think the article, didn't the article say that she like banned women from wearing leggings, particular like specific articles of clothing?
Yeah,
I'd say that's a little far.
That's a little far.
Yeah.
So you think that the principal is being tough on the ladies?
Well, I mean, if her reasoning is she doesn't want to see the behind of a woman, then she should make sagging pants banned too, because you can see the behind of a man.
Okay,
exactly.
So also the men should be included in that bracket. They should not be sagging.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, so that means that you have beef with sagging, like men who sag, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you should have learned how to wear pants when you were 3.
Okay. They make belts.
So,
they do make belts.
So
sometimes you see guys that sag with belts. Like, I just don't understand.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people who sag in San Rafael, right?
You
I don't want to say where specifically in San Rafael. But so... what kind of advice do you have for this, for the men who sag? Like, you know, do you have friends who sag, by the way?
Yes, Yemma, you.
You do?
Yeah.
Sitting right next to us.
Okay, well, I don't think I sag, but I'm sure you're trying to start some. I'm not going to go that line.
Okay.
Anyways, what I'm saying is, have you ever advised me, if any case, if I do sag, have you ever advised me? Have you ever told me that you don't like it?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people pretend, like you pretend that you get down with me, but you don't. Because I mean, right now you're saying live in the studio that I sag and you don't like it. So how come you've never told me about that?
Yeah, but we told you this a couple of days ago.
Are you scared I'm gonna, you know? You
what,
know.
What
you
are
know
you gonna do, Yemma?
Okay, so dress code should be enforced, but for both genders.
Yeah.
No sagging, no showing the ass.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes. Well, I mean, like, obviously, I don't think it needs to be enforced that strictly to begin with. But if mm-hmm. they're going to say no leggings for women, then they should say no sagging for men.
Okay.
No exposing of the boxers excessively.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Folks, that's Stacey and Leanne. You've heard what they're saying. I don't know what you got in your mind, but you know, do let me know on my Facebook fan page. Let me know what you think. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. The show is Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. By the way, so interestingly, there is a new survey that was done, and they found out that 31% of the students in California schools are unfit. Do you guys work out?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've never seen you at the gym.
Well, I've never seen you at the gym, Yemma, right. But I know you still go.
Exactly. And maybe I run on the fire trail outside.
Right?
Nobody always likes being in the gym.
Sometimes we work out in the room.
Okay, so you guys work out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you do push-ups? Like, you know, sit-ups, push-ups?
Depending on the day.
Yeah.
It depends. Okay.
We keep it fresh, Yemma. We mix it up.
So exactly. Why do you think that there's some people out there who don't like working out? Like 31% is such a big number for people to be unfit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I personally think that just being fit, being able to run when Hurricane Sandy comes in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that would be a lifesaver if you're fit, you know? So why do you think like it's some of the reason why people don't go to work out? Do you think it's because of the food that we eat? Do you think that we're just not interested? Or where is this laxity coming from?
I think it has a lot to do with food and time. Like a lot of people just don't have time to work out with like busy work schedules. And especially with this recession, like people are working 2 or 3 jobs and like don't have time to fit fitness into their schedule. So, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it. And also like the food, like if you're also working those many jobs, you don't have time to cook. So people are quick to go to fast foods and all those stuff. So.
Also, like, you know, food that's organic and really good for you tends to be higher, like a higher price than food that isn't. So it's easier to fall into that. But I mean, I feel like it also depends, like, about how some people are brought up. You know, maybe some people aren't, like, in the habit of eating really healthily, like, all throughout their lives. Or, you know, maybe some people turn to fast food more than others. I feel like there are more factors that go into it also.
Cool. But, you know, I mean, I understand that a lot of people are busy, a lot of people are working 3 jobs, but at the same time, you know, being fit, that is your life right there, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people coming up with diseases that we didn't know before. There's just like a lot of crappy diseases out there. And, you know, if you don't take care of your health, if you don't mind what you're eating, then, you know, I mean, you got to blame it on the job, but that is your life on the line, you know, so you know, that's I mean, my opinion is, like, you know, people should, regardless of their schedule, they should, you know, they should just try to fix it in there. Like, even if it's like, what, a half an hour workout or 20 minute workout, like, instead of going to drink, you know what I mean? Speaking of drinking, I heard there is a dance on campus tomorrow.
Yeah, there is.
Are you guys
going to
go? Like,
of course, you know, we're going to go.
Just, I'm just trying to get somebody who's going to, you know, be dancing with me. Like, so am I going to get a dance?
Does that mean you're going?
That means I might go. I might go, but I heard there's some dress code.
Yeah, I heard there's a theme. I don't know if it's Jersey really a theme. Dress code.
Okay, so everybody got to put on a jersey or?
I mean, obviously it's optional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's exciting. That's exciting. So what time is the dance?
10 to 1.
10 to 1, like they always are.
Yeah. Oh, 10 to 1. Exciting. The reason why I brought that up is because a lot of people go to these events and they drink their ass off. And they wind up in some weird places. Like, there's this girl who went to club last weekend and she found herself in the toilet. Unfortunately, nothing bad happened. But what if there were some weird people around there? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So what is your advice for all the people who are going to the club tomorrow or to the dance tomorrow?
Just watch your levels of alcohol. Know what you can take. Know your limits, and know the people you're surrounded by. Like,
right.
Know, make sure you have a backup or a DD or somebody's mm-hmm. gonna watch your back if stuff like that happens.
Right.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Fair enough. Well, ladies, that's it. That's my time for today. Guests in the studio. That was Leanne and Stacy. And you know, if you want them to come back in the studio on Wednesday, just let me know, all right? You can hit me up on my Facebook fan page. You are listening to Spot On, only at radio.dominican.edu. DJ Misty is coming up next. Do not think about leaving, all right? Do join me again on Wednesday and on Friday, 7 till 8. Until later, have a nice weekend and have a happy Thanksgiving.
I don't need to be anything other than a prison guard sign. Than a specialist sign. I don't have to be anyone other than a bird that feels so